Hey, I'm Kenneth Weidstein. I'm a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my photo chats. So I saw that Joel Meyerowitz was photographing Ethan Hawke for a New York Times Style magazine on actors and the way that they go about their life as a creative. And I'm like, that's going to be great. I like both Joel and Ethan. And then I opened up the Sunday paper and the magazine came out, and inside of it, I did not see Ethan Hawke. Well, I did, but he was wearing $11,000 worth of clothing that I don't think was his. And the photograph was shot in a documentary way, including rubbish on the street. Boy, you don't use the word rubbish every day. Rubbish on the street and the streets of Brooklyn. They brought a street photographer documentary guy in to do it. And then they had a designer hanging $11,000 worth of clothing on the guy. And I felt like it felt false. Who buys $2,100 pants? And what is the size of the dressing room? Do you get to try them on before you buy them? Where do you even buy $2,100 pants? That goes really well with your $6,700 jacket. Again, I know style and fashion in the high end is priced to be absurd and nobody really buys that. But at the same time, the article is about real people. He's walking his dog, supposedly. I question, are they even his dogs? Because nothing else is real. But he says he's walking his dogs. And then the photo that they used, there are two dogs in the photo, and one of them is half cut out of the frame. And the point of the story ended up being that he has two dogs, and he walks them for when he's rehearsing his lines and things. And to me, it's like, who chose that photo? That edit is a bad edit, in my estimation. Joel's a great photographer, and I'm sure he has photos with both dogs in the shot. But somebody said, we're going to go with the one where one of the dogs is half cut out. And it doesn't make any sense. And I love to give credit to great photography. But I also call out things that I find that aren't working or that strike me as missing. And for me, this feature missed. I'll put a link to the article in the show notes if you want to take a look. And to me, they just missed. And if you're going to bring in a fashion designer, then maybe talk to models instead of an actor and hang all that clothing on them. And maybe that will feel a little bit more true. Or maybe put them in a studio and get a fashion photographer to photograph them so that there's no question of whether this is a real person who we're seeing wearing these clothes. And even the clothing looked too stiff, like it was just out of the wrapper and it wasn't broken in at all. Everything looked like it was just brand new hanging on the guy. It felt so false. Take a look. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. I'll be back next time. We'll talk more photography. Hey, as always, here's the good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks.